Classic FM's Arts Daily Podcast, in partnership with Sky. Keeping you up to date with the news, interviews and previews from the world of classical music.
This is Classic FM Arts Daily. I'm Bob Jones. Pianist and composer Kostas Fotopoulos defies classification. He's launching his debut album today with the first of two recitals. The CD is mainly made up of Rachmaninoff, but with his own toccata thrown in for good measure. But his musical tastes are broad, and he's often to be found improvising musical accompaniment for silent films. He brought me up to speed on his career to date.
For as long as I can remember, since I was a small child, I've been composing and performing. You know, improvising at first and composing, and as soon as I was able, I started writing it down. And it's always, both have always been very important to me. I did specialise particularly in performing classically and training in that way, but I always kept the composition going and always had composition lessons. And then the composition became more and more a part of my life, I suppose. And I then also did a master's degree in film music composition at the Royal College of Music. So then that was the kind of formal side of the compositional training. Both composing and performing have always been important, and I intend to continue both, really.
Just on that, the music that you compose, is it the music that you play or were playing?
It can be. For example, this piece, which is on my debut album and which I'm also going to be performing at the recital to launch the album, is my own toccata, which is a piano solo piece. And obviously that's the kind of piece that I can most easily perform myself, because it's a piano solo piece. Of course, notoriously with concert music, it's always difficult to get more than one performance of the work, you know, unless it's something like a solo piano piece that can easily be performed by myself, you know. Other than that, I mean, as a concert composer, I've written chamber music and orchestral music, which is harder to get performed, because you then need more to get more people together to do it, you know. And some of it's been played, other pieces I'm still hoping for them to be performed at some stage.
You mentioned your debut CD there. Is it all the same kind of music? Because obviously you sound pretty eclectic. I know people hate that word, but is that reflected in the CD as well?
Well, the CD is mainly Rachmaninoff, and that's actually what the CD is entirely made up of, apart from my own piece, which is the toccata. Rachmaninoff is a composer that I've always had a very close affinity with, and specialised in, I suppose. But, I mean, my interests in music are very, very wide, actually, and, you know, I have various influences as a composer. A lot of my influence comes from jazz as a composer, actually. And as an improviser for silent film, you know, I have, you know, a variety of influences as well. It's just that on this particular CD, I wanted to make a special study of Rachmaninoff in particular. In the recitals I give, for example, some of it is from the CD, the Rachmaninoff Second Sonata and my own piece, but then I have other works by Beethoven and Chopin as well, so it's a nice mix, I hope.
Now, at the risk of having a horde of people come down on me like a ton of bricks, Rachmaninoff, in my mind, is always like film music. You like film music. You improvise to film. So is there a link there?
Yeah, I think Rachmaninoff is a great composer. And I think it's important to remember when he was writing. I mean, one of his most famous works is the Second Piano Concerto, which was actually written in 1900, which is quite a long time ago, and certainly before film music as an art form had started going, because obviously that was the silent film era, you know, and the film was in its infancy. So I think what happened is that then film composers, particularly in Hollywood, I would say, that were heavily influenced by composers like Rachmaninoff, which has the result that we think of today of, you know, Rachmaninoff sounding like film music, when in fact it's the other way around, film music sounding like Rachmaninoff, I think. So, yeah.
But of course, when it comes to silent films, where do you start? Because how did that interest start?
During the course that I was doing at the Royal College that I mentioned, we were given the opportunity to take part in a workshop, which was conducted by Neil Brand, who's a very established silent film pianist. And I took a great interest at that point in improvising to film. We were given a chance to do that, and he liked what I did, and I said that I'd very much like to continue doing it. And then he took me on at BFI South Bank as a silent film pianist. and it all started from there. I mean, that was the summer of 2002, and I've been doing it ever since. I've also performed abroad in that capacity, in New York and in Italy and in Warsaw and Poland. And a lot of my work is in London and at the BFI South Bank, and it's something that I really enjoy because it does bring together the composing and the performing, if you like, in, under one umbrella. And I greatly enjoy, you know, the creativity and the spontaneity of it.
Is improvisation the right word? Because I'm guessing that you will have seen the film beforehand, or is it, you're not reacting to it straight away?
Usually I am, actually, yeah. I often don't see the film beforehand, and I find it more exciting when that happens, and especially when the film is really meaty, as it were. There's a lot of emotion in it, and a lot of complexity. Then I particularly enjoy it because it's very inspiring then for me as a musician when there's a lot in the film to react to. So yeah, I mean, often it is the case that I've not seen it beforehand, so I have to obviously react very quickly. That's part of the job. So.
Are you given any clues? Do they say, okay, there's going to be a murder in 5 minutes' time, for example?
Well, what happens at the BFI South Bank is that there are program notes provided, but these are not always helpful from my point of view in terms of the plot. I mean, sometimes they are, but other times they're not at all. So, and even when they are, of course, once you're watching the film, it's always a different experience. So really what I have to do is just be watching very, very closely and reacting to the music, you know, as I watch the film. It's actually very exciting.
Now, just looking at your CV, it's quite an extensive CV, and you seem to have done a lot, and you've had a very international experience, and you were at the Juilliard, is that right?
Yes, I studied at the Juilliard School for 1 year as a classical pianist, primarily. Yeah.
But also, it looks as though that you've worked with a lot of professionals from other countries as well.
Yeah, depending on the type of work that I've done, yeah. I mean, if you know, I've had the chance to perform, you know, as a classical pianist and, as I mentioned, as a silent film pianist abroad. Also worked, you know, as a composer abroad. When I was a finalist in the Volkswagen score competition, which was held within the context of the Berlin Film Festival, I got to work with an entire symphony orchestra. They performed music that I'd written for three film clips, and that was very exciting, actually, hearing my music performed live by orchestra, which is a very valuable experience.
Is it also a very sobering experience? Because I guess that at what stage do you hear the piece being performed properly? Is there a point where you hurl it out to an orchestra and it comes back to you and you think, yeah, that works, or no, I got that wrong?
Well, this was a recording experience, which is different because you have many takes, you know, and then you do your edit and you create the perfect performance, as it were, you know. Of course, when you have, you know, a live concert situation, that's different. I mean, I've had a work performed some years ago, a cantata I wrote, which was for two soprano voices and chamber orchestra. And obviously the rehearsal time was limited, but luckily the orchestra, they were very fine players. I had a very good conductor to work with, John Wilson, and it all came together, you know, in the performance. And you need the enthusiasm from the performers, and you need, you know, the dedication and the skill that they had, which was great. So it's, yeah, it is satisfying when it all comes together, especially in a limited space of time, you know.
Have you got a particular ambition? Because you seem to be doing so many different things. Are you working towards one ultimate goal?
Yeah. Yes. My ultimate goal really is to be the best musician I can be. I mean, and so it's not necessarily working in one particular field. I mean, I'm happy to focus more on one area, you know, should I get particularly busy in that one area, whether it be, you know, film composition or performing. But I couldn't imagine only performing or only composing, you know, exclusively. I would want a healthy mix, you know, of the two in my life. And I know others have managed to organize their time so as to do that. So I hope that I can do the same.
I was talking there to Kostas Fotopoulos, and his first recital is at 6 p.m. today at Shop Music Shop in Great Marlborough Street in London. The second is on the 3rd of May at the Rosemary Branch, Shepparton Road, N1. That's it from this edition of Classic FM Arts Daily. Thanks for listening. Join me again tomorrow.
Download the podcast every day at classicfm.com/artsdaily. Classic FM's Arts Daily, in partnership with Sky.